You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
For the first time since February, the U.S. is reporting over 100,000 cases of coronavirus per day, with Florida emerging as the country's epicenter. Around 1 in 4 hospital beds in the state is now occupied by a COVID-19 patient, and on Friday, it reported its highest single-day total case count since the start of the pandemic. Cases are also rising among children. Despite all this, Governor Ron DeSantis remains staunchly opposed to vaccine and mask mandates in schools. In other news, teachers and school district officials are racing to figure out pandemic protocols as a surge in cases, particularly among children, coincides with the fast approaching start of the school year. And though vaccination rates are rising in the U.S., teenagers over 12 have the lowest vaccination rate of any age group. Though there is outspoken resistance to mask and vaccine mandates in schools and parts of the country, some experts point out that all 50 states already have vaccination mandates in public schools, and many private schools as well. Once it is fully approved, the COVID-19 vaccine is likely to go on states' lists of required shots. And France is extending use of its health pass, which the government implemented last month in the hopes of boosting vaccination rates. The pass, a paper or digital QR code given to people who are fully vaccinated, have had a recent negative test, or have had COVID-19 and recovered, applies to a range of activities including going to restaurants, taking long train trips, and visiting hospitals. Protesters have voiced strong opposition to the system ever since it was implemented.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.